Well, good morning.
Good morning.
God, I love having the music back on the soundboard.
I know.
Besides, there's a heart cut off, like right here, pretty much. There it is.
Oh.
It's okay. It still works.
Oh, whoa. Breaking things over here.
Yeah, it's all good.
Well,
yeah.
I got to start by saying your bacon cooking skills are good.
Blackstone. Mm-hmm. It's all about that Blackstone.
Mm-hmm. I came in and made a breakfast sandwich for myself, and once it was completed, I saw there was bacon still on the counter.
So
I added a piece of bacon to the sausage breakfast sandwich.
So don't tell my wife, but you ate her bacon.
Well, good thing her daughter has another piece.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. I left my house this morning and didn't have any breakfast sandwiches. Went to the local gas station and was hopeful that they would have a hot breakfast sandwich waiting for me.
Nothing.
And they didn't. The only breakfast, well, they did, but it wasn't one that I wanted. They have the Jimmy Dean, I don't know, I'm going to call it the McGriddle.
Yeah.
The pan, and
it's
that's
just pretty much the closest thing you can call it.
Yeah, and I just wasn't feeling the sweet salty.
Okay.
So yeah. I wanted the actual, whether it be a...
Salty on salty?
Salty on salty.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you did do a little sweet. You put a little ketchup on
it. I did.
But it's a different sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm. It's not the sugary sweet.
Correct.
Just the actual sugar from the ketchup, which I'm okay with.
Opposite of this.
Mm. Ooh, what do you got going on over there?
Little Alani.
Alani.
Yeah, it just sounded good.
Those are supposed to be a healthier...
Correct.
Out of the bunch.
Yeah, there's no sugar in these. They're sugar-free. They're gluten-free. They're vegan. I know that matters to me. I don't care.
Yeah.
But no, I like them. They taste good. And
this is going to sound like a dumb question, but gluten, is that just carbs? Or is there more to it?
There's more to it. It's...
we're going to look it up.
Yeah, there's more to it because technically, like, sugar is considered a carb.
That's true.
Gluten
is a protein found in wheat, rye, and barley.
Correct. So, like, no beer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're gluten-free, like, no... like, and supposedly, they have gluten-free beer now.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, breads is the big one there. Anything with flour.
Yeah.
Unless you get gluten-free flour, which I don't even know what it's... I think they make it out of almonds. Like almond flour is an alternative.
So gluten-free grains, rice, quinoa, some things I can't pronounce, sesame, oats, flaxseed.
I mean, rice would be a good alternative. Because like, you know the rice paper to make like... they make like spring rolls out of? I mean, that...
Yeah, that would work.
That's a good alternative to anything.
Peas, chickpeas, lentils.
Oh, I didn't think...
Kidney beans.
So
soybeans.
I mean, a lot of that stuff I actually would eat, so...
So technically, if you are gluten-free, you can have corn tortillas.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As long as they don't mix it with...
Oh, I guess
unless it's
that.
Actually truly corn, like made with masa and no additives.
Yeah, that's true.
But...
Everything from the grocery store has got...
Look at us. We're a health podcast now.
We are.
Now we're going to talk about fat kid food and that kind of stuff. So,
ooh. Speaking of fat kid food, the restaurant that we went to last night...
Yeah, you ate healthy. I don't know what you're talking about.
I did healthy-ish, right? That well, salmon sandwich was unbelievable.
The salmon looked like it was perfectly cooked.
Oh my gosh. It wasn't dry. And then the garlic aioli that they topped it with
was perfect.
Oh my goodness, it was so good.
That's awesome. The brisket I had was pretty good too.
Yeah. Yeah, that bun looked really good.
The bun was honestly the best.
Yeah, and I was worrisome when they brought it out. It was kind of a smaller sandwich for me, and I was full.
There was a fat piece.
It was huge.
On that note, you left your french fries here, by the way. They're in the refrigerator. Don't worry. I put them in there.
Thank you. Those would be great back in the air fryer.
I'm surprised you didn't put them in your breakfast sandwich this morning.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Gosh, darn it. Oh, well.
Okay, so.
What do you got for us today? Everything's kind of been a secret.
Oh, yeah. So, before we get started with the actual podcast and all that, you have been saying that you've been listening to the Sean Ryan podcast recently.
Yep.
And you and I have talked about that. I want to kind of do something that he does.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously you and I do the podcast together, but you're a guest today.
Oh.
So, one thing, that every podcast or every guest on this podcast gets is a gift.
Oh.
And I'd like to give you a gift right
now. Oh, really?
Is that okay?
That's okay. Okay. Oh, no.
You might have to get up to get this. So I have a gift for you.
Oh my I have a friend
over at this boot shop that wanted to get you a pair of boots.
You know,
his name's B. Lee.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting with the Sean Ryan podcast. One thing that I really like about him is the, I don't even want to call it an affectation because it's probably just the way that he talks, but his verbal demeanor doesn't change the entire time.
I agree.
And I don't want to say it's I don't know what it is. It's not monotone. He's just very consistent.
Yeah.
And I would love to meet that guy.
Oh, I would. That is honestly one guy that I think would be so cool to meet. And just to hang out with him for 15 minutes, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't have a blade on me. I'm talking about EDC.
Oh, here. Tossing. It's locked. Don't worry.
Thank you. Jimmy, Christmas.
I locked it before I tossed it.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't even prep it. Oh, God.
We're double checking the lock there.
There we go.
All right, so you got a buddy, B. Lee.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Real sound effects.
Real sound effects. These aren't off the board.
What color did you go with? Green. Man. Okay. Yeah,
green.
Those look good.
Man, I really was super impatient about getting these.
Trust me, we know.
Oh my gosh. And the only color they had forever was that.
The brown, wasn't it?
No, it was this color, like this light
tan,
khaki color. And I just thought, man, those are going to get trashed so easy. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Chris, for putting this together. And thank you to your friend, B. Lee.
Now you can hate me because you could have had those, like, legitimately
2.5 weeks ago.
No, they didn't come in that early. They came in this week.
Did they?
Yeah. But you probably could have had them Wednesday.
No, you know.
Honestly, but we came up with a shtick, whatever we want to do, and that's why we.
Oh, man.
Do they have paper on the inside?
No.
Oh.
I was just looking at, there's a little ducky on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are, oh, man, these are good.
See, you should have went with the duck camo.
You know, I thought about it, and, oh, these fit good. Hmm.
And you got true to your size?
Well, they didn't have half sizes.
Okay. So what do you wear typically?
Usually a 9.5.
Okay. So you went a little bit bigger.
I went 10 just because, B. Lee, and these actually fit really good. B. Lee came up with a good point of,
thicker socks.
Thicker socks.
Yeah.
So this is good. Wow. These feel great. Great job. Okay. Oh, and they've got like a little extra rubber piece on the back to
kick them off.
Kick them off.
I love that.
Oh, that's great.
I love that. That's how my new cowboy boots are. My Carhartt cowboy boots I got, the waterproof ones.
Yeah.
They have the little L edge to kick them off.
Have I seen those?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Great. Great purchase, B. Lee.
There Thank you go.
Shout out to B. Lee and the Duck Boot team.
Well, he'll be brought up later on, too, because I have a couple things from him. What you're going to do today. Okay.
God, even the tread on these. Wow.
Yeah, it's aggressive. They look nice. They look super good.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you for the present.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate it. And a sticker.
So today I was thinking we'd have some fun. We've played, you know, rank the top five without knowing. But I got some other fun games to play.
I'm in.
And I'm like, you know what? Let's just have a just kind of a fun game. People can play along with us.
Yep.
And then we'll go from there. So let's see here. Do you want to start with a blind ranking? Do you want to start with a so there's a couple different games here. There's a blind ranking.
Okay.
There's like a top 10.
Okay.
There is where you have money and you have to build something, but you can't go over your money limit. Or just general questions. I also have riddles, too. What would you,
you know, like to start with? I'm not good at riddles. Let's start there.
So we're going to start with riddles, then. Let me pull up my phone here.
Dun, dun, dun.
Let's see here. I think you'll be good with these riddles. I think you'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay, so I got five riddles here.
All right.
So number one, what can kids make but can't hold it or see it?
What can kids make but can't hold it or see it? See, this is why I chose this one first.
You're going to laugh once you hear it.
Yeah.
Most of these, you are going to laugh. So what can kids make but can't hold it or see it? You know, there's someone yelling at you. It's this. It's this.
Yeah. Emotion?
Noise.
Oh, my God.
I mean, emotion's pretty good, though, too.
Yeah.
Technically, they make emotion as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Noise. That's really good.
Okay, number two. What question can you never answer yes to? What question can you never answer yes to? There's technically a couple answers for this, but...
I'm going to say... The obvious answer, a no question? I don't know.
Are you asleep?
Oh, my goodness. That's good.
Can't answer yes to that.
That's true.
Okay. You are running a race. You pass the person in second place. What place are you in? You're running a race, or driving in a race, or flying in a race, or on a boat in a race, and you pass the person in second place. What place are you in?
First.
You pass the person in second, so you're in second place now. You were in third.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that obviously makes sense.
Kay.
Oh, stupid.
I'm light as a feather, yet the strongest person can't hold me for 5 minutes.
Light as a feather. The strongest person can't hold me for 5 seconds.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. I have no idea.
Your breath.
Oh, my God. Christopher. See, this is...
This one's even better. You ready?
Yeah.
What kind of band never plays music?
A rubber band.
Correct.
Yes. Nice. You
got it.
Okay, good.
See?
You got that. Feel good.
You got it. Okay. Let's see.
Those are such legitimate answers to those questions that... Okay, riddles.
It makes you think a little bit. Okay. Let's go. We've already started it. I think I'm going to go to something that's up your alley.
Okay.
So, you have $15. There's four categories.
Okay.
You don't know the next category until it comes up.
Do I know the price?
I'm going to give you a list of price things on each category. There's things. So you have $15.
I'm going to write this down.
To make the perfect sandwich.
Ooh.
See? Right up your alley.
I'm in.
Okay.
Okay.
So, first category is type of bread.
Okay.
For $1, you get stale bread. For $2, you get untoasted white bread. For $3, you get sourdough. For $4, you get an everything bagel. For $5, you get Hawaiian roll.
Read them off again.
$1 stale bread.
Uh-huh.
$2 untoasted white bread.
Mm-hmm.
$3 sourdough. $4 everything bagel. $5 Hawaiian roll.
Can I save my answers and then put it all together?
Nope. You got to tell me right now.
All right. $2 untoasted white bread.
Okay. So white bread. So don't worry. I'll keep track of the money too.
Okay.
So you have $13 left.
Okay.
Okay. Main ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
For $1, you get sardines.
Mm-hmm.
$2, you get tofu.
Mm-hmm.
$3, you get two eggs. $4, you get grilled chicken. $5, you get steak.
I'm going to go $4 chicken.
Chicken? Okay. First topping. For $1, you get cream cheese. For $2, you get lettuce and tomato. For $3, you get American cheese. $4, you get avocado and Munster cheese. And $5, you get bacon and pepper jack.
What was the $3 option?
American cheese.
That's it?
Yeah.
And the $2?
Is lettuce and tomato.
I'm going to go $2 lettuce and tomato.
Okay. Lettuce and tomato for $2.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you have $7 left.
Yep.
Okay, final one. Topping number two. For $1, you get peanut butter and jelly. Number two, you get pickles. Three, you get ranch and onions. Four, you get choose two veggies. $5, you get a choose any sauce. You can do any of them because you have the money.
Yeah. This is the last one?
Uh-huh. You're regretting some of your past
decisions. No, I'm not. No, I'm going to go $5 any sauce.
Okay, any sauce. So you spent $13?
Yep.
Okay. So you have a white bread, grilled chicken, lettuce and tomato with any sauce. What sauce are you putting on it?
I am going to do a chipotle aioli.
Okay. That sounds like a pretty solid sandwich.
I am going to put the untoasted in a skillet.
Oh.
Yep. And I am going to use the chipotle mayo because of the fat content, and I'm going to put it on one side of the bread and put it face down in the skillet.
Okay.
Grill it up. So you got a grilled chicken sandwich. I chose lettuce and tomato due to the amount of substance that you can put in a sandwich to make it a little bit bigger.
Okay.
That's so pretty solid.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid sandwich. I'll give you that. So I asked B. Lee the same question.
Okay.
He did, for his bread, he did sourdough. He spent $15 on the dot, by the way.
Wow.
So he did sourdough. He did steak as his main ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
His first topping, he did bacon and pepper jack. And his second one, he only had $2 left, so he did pickles.
Mm.
Which I think works really well as, you know.
That's solid.
Because steak and pickles works really good mm-hmm. together. And bacon and pepper jack is always solid.
I mean, you can't go wrong with
correct
bacon and pepper jack.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
That's job. Great.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to go over, to be honest.
No, I wouldn't let you go over. Because I wouldn't even give you the options on the last one.
Oh, geez. That's, yeah, you screw yourself.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, that was good.
Yeah. I got another one of those. But okay. I think you're going to like the other one better. We're going to save it, though.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go blind ranking. We're going to keep in the food theme.
Mm-hmm.
Rank these overrated foods blindly without knowing what comes next.
1 through 5?
1 through 5.
Okay.
Let's see here. I got to zoom in. Okay. Number one, bacon.
Oh. Never okay. Overrated. I'm going to go 3.
3. Okay. Lobster.
Four. And the reason I say that, I think with seafood, seafood is good, but I think the butter or the seasoning and everything make it that much more.
Okay.
I think lobster is good.
Do you prefer lobster hot or cold?
That's a good question. I'm going to say hot.
Okay.
I'm going to say hot.
Okay. Number 3 is Flaming Hot Cheetos.
5.
Number 2 or sorry. So number I'm reading what they did. On this one. So you have bacon at 3, lobster at 4, Flaming Hot Cheetos at 5. So yep. You only have 1 and 2 left. Number 4 is cupcakes.
Damn it.
That's what makes this so
trickery.
Good.
Trickery.
That's what makes
this great. 2. And that would be my 5. I'm not a sweet fan.
No, so. It wouldn't be your 5. Your number 5 is what's going to be your number 1.
Oh, no.
IPAs.
Oh, damn it.
Remember, overrated foods.
Yeah.
Overrated.
You know, my favorite IPA was Pliny the Elder.
Yep.
Prior to the gout situation. I respect the craft beer industry, but it's just, it's overrated, in my opinion.
I think they made it overrated is the problem.
Yeah, and I agree with you. Even when I drank beer, I could never go to a brewery and just sit there and have 4, 5, 7 different IPAs or craft beer in general.
I think the reason why I stopped drinking, because I used to drink a lot of IPAs. Yeah. I really liked them.
Yeah.
And when I could drink, and when I went, I just went to Coors Light just because I'm like, you know what? Mm-hmm. The reason why I went, because then you got all these double IPAs and triple IPAs. And
you only have 2.5 of them in your toast.
Correct. And it's like, dude, I don't, well, and they're so strong too. Like, I want to drink something that I can drink, mm-hmm. and I'm not trying to force down sometimes. And some of those double IPAs they're too strong. They're just too, there's too much going on. I would rather have a simple ale or simple lager.
Yeah.
Depending on the thing. Like if I was sitting, it was nighttime, you're only going to have a couple drinks. Maybe. But they're just so strong. I'd honestly rather make, you know, have a whiskey at that point.
You know, and another thing about beer in general is I think this is a thing. I don't think it's my own personal thought or feeling. I get so full. It's like a meal.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just, when I used to drink beer, you know, after 2 or 3 of them, you know, I don't need a full dinner. Correct. At that point. I don't know. I just, the heaviness feeling after drinking beer, I just couldn't do.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, no, thank you.
We're going to go into a little quiz here next.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going through these too fast?
No, I think you're okay. Right. I mean, we can talk about last night.
Yeah.
Because that would be food related.
Yeah. We have a couple. We have another quiz or another blind ranking for food. We have a candy one. We have a drink one. But I have this one, and I kind of want to do this. So, every man should be able to do these 7 things. We're going to see how many you can do.
how many I physically can do.
You can do, and I'm gonna do it as well.
Okay.
So I'm gonna put Chris, Sean. All right. First one. Do you know how to change a tire?
I do.
Same here. I think we're gonna get 07, but
I don't think so. There's anyway. Okay.
Okay. Do you know how to tie a tie?
I do.
Same here. I actually tie a lot of ties at work.
Mm-hmm.
And ties for other people too.
I've actually seen a picture of you tying a tie at somebody. Yep. On somebody at work.
Yep.
Gosh, I learned how to tie a tie. I was probably 11 or 12.
Okay.
See, so it's been a while.
I learned when I was younger, but I forgot. Never. My dad taught me. And when I was in college, because being taller, mm-hmm. I needed longer. Mm-hmm. I always had a trouble time. So I found these really cool. It's not a clip-on tie, but it was a zipper tie. So it had a zipper on the end. So it still went around your neck.
Yeah.
And then you would just zip it up.
Wow.
Well, the fraternity I was part of didn't like that. So I learned how to tie a tie very quickly. Let's just say that. All right. Number three. Can you cook a proper meal?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I can handle that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's not a big task.
Yeah. Your chicken wings are still the best that I've
ever had. Oh my God, they're so good. I haven't had those in a while. I'll have to do that this week.
Yeah. Okay. I'm down.
And have you over. Yeah.
Number four. Do you know how to properly shake a hand?
I do.
Do you know any of the tricks to shaking hands?
The only one that I'm aware of is just making sure the web is locked in.
So there's like different tricks on like showing dominance and power too.
Oh.
So like if you shake someone's hand and you turn your hand and you're on top,
mm-hmm.
like showing that you're in charge. Look at a lot of like big CEOs or presidents.
Yeah.
When they go shake hands. Oh my God. You can get, and there's ways to get like, if you watch just the body, don't even listen to the sound. Just watch what they do.
Yeah.
It's hilarious because if someone tries to do it to another one and they know that they're mm-hmm. more powerful, they'll pull them in. They'll grab them by the back of the arm. And there used to be a thing where when you grab the person on the arm, the higher you go, the more respect you have for the person.
Oh.
But they've kind of disproven that a little bit. But there's some fun. There's
wow. Some fun I didn't stuff. Know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I always thought just shooting for the web.
Yeah.
Making sure that you're really locked in there.
Yeah. Go, but watch some videos on like, you know, mainly I wouldn't even say politicians, but,
people of some sort of power.
Yeah. That actually have legitimate power. Uh-huh. It's really funny to watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did hear about the arm grabbing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've known that for a while.
Yep. And there's also a trick too, like if you know you're going to go shake someone's hand and you know, like, it's mainly for girls, if they're going to, the guy is going to squeeze the shit out of your hand,
mm-hmm.
If they actually stick their index finger out a little bit, the guy can't squeeze hard on it.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. The fraternity I was part of was a co-ed fraternity, and I used to teach that to the girls, and I would be the example because I'm like, I'll squeeze the shit out of your hand.
Yeah.
Do this, and the other person will never notice,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be like, holy shit, they can actually handle it.
Wow.
Yeah. Because some guys are just dicks and want to just, oh, I'm more powerful, and it's like, exactly. this is how you beat them.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay.
So, all right. Do you know how to ask a woman on a date?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think you're going to be able to get all these.
What number are we on?
Six.
Okay.
Can you start a fire in the wilderness?
Yes.
Same here. Obviously, to both of those.
Yeah.
This one's hilarious. And we both got both of these. I'm just going to mark yes to both of them. So we both got 7 out of 7.
Okay.
Can you grow a full head of hair?
Yep.
You definitely can.
I sure can. I got a mop going on right now. My hair is out of control.
Same here.
I was hopeful that you weren't going to ask any questions regarding any automotive
things. I did. Changing a tire.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I was thinking more engine type stuff.
Can you change the air intake on your, the filter on your intake? Do you know how to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you change your oil?
No. Can I?
Yeah.
I would assume I could. I'd have to.
Could you do it right now without watching a video?
No. No.
See,
that, I was going to say I'd have to YouTube the shit out of that.
Yeah. What's another one that...
You know, it's a pain in the ass. I can do it, and I do it on both vehicles, but the internal cabin filter.
Yeah.
I hate the little latch hook whatever on the inside of the glove box.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
On every car I've ever had, I've always done that one, and it's a pain.
Did I ever tell you I had to change the battery out when I had my Jeep Grand Cherokee? So changing a battery, right?
Yep.
Could you just change your battery right now? So I had to change the battery out on my Jeep, and I popped the hood, and it's not there. I'm like, that's kind of weird. So I pop the back, because a lot of cars put the battery in the back of the thing, like next to where the spare tire would be for an SUV, right? Not there. Guess where the battery was at?
Under the back seat?
Underneath the passenger seat.
Really?
So I had to move the passenger seat, which is an electric seat, by the way. So you had to move it all the way forward and lift it, tilt it forward to get access to it. So if your battery was dead, how are you going to do that?
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I'm just like, this is the stupidest design ever.
Gosh, I feel like I don't know where I was at. It had to have been some job. And one of the employees, their battery died. And I want to say, and correct me if you know the answer to this, I want to say it was like a BMW. And it was under the back seat.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
And I remember that individual like lifting up their back seat or something. And I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm getting to the battery.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yep. That doesn't surprise me.
That seems weird to me. That's strange. Okay.
Okay. You want to...
And I don't like replacing my own battery. I don't like electrical shit.
Why?
The battery
is the easiest thing ever.
No. Like the safety portion of electricity.
The battery, I think, is easier. Do you know what I hate doing on especially modern cars? Changing the light bulbs out.
Yeah, I know.
They suck ass. They're so hard to get to now.
Mm-hmm.
I had a 2000 Chevy Blazer. And literally, to change the headlights, there was two pins on the back of it. You just pulled each pin and the whole unit came out. You can change your bulbs out, put it in, put the two pins back in, you were done.
Chevy Blazer. Was that a little SUV thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
My truck now, to change the headlight bulb out, I have to remove the entire air intake on one side and remove the complete battery on the other side. Or you can unscrew the wheel wells, and then you have to stick your arm up in there blindly to try to find the light bulb.
Nope.
And my arm doesn't fit. So, yeah. It's a fucking nightmare.
No, that sounds like a AutoZone nightmare for you.
Yeah, it's awful. All right. Do you want to spend some money or answer some questions?
Let's spend some money.
Okay, let's do this one food related. I want you to create your perfect worldwide dinner. You get 15 worldwide dinner.
Oh, man.
Okay. There's, I'll give you the categories this time. There's four categories. There's appetizer, side dish, main course, and dessert.
Okay.
You only get $15.
Okay.
Let's see here. We are going to go dinner. I got to write it down so I can keep track of how much you're spending. Okay. For your appetizer course, $1 Rocky Mountain oysters, $2 gazpacho.
What's gazpacho again?
Why am I brain farting?
How do you spell that?
Gaspacho. Isn't it a soup?
Yeah.
I believe it's a soup.
It's a cold soup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gazpacho, guacamole, for $3, $4 gyoza, $5 margarita pizza.
How many categories are there?
Four.
Read them again.
For $1, Rocky Mountain oysters, mm-hmm. $2 gazpacho, $3 guacamole, $4 gyoza, $5 margarita pizza.
I'm going to go with gazpacho.
Okay. Gazpacho for $2. Okay. Your side dish. For $1, coconut rice, $2 hummus, $3 edamame, $4 beef empanada, $5 fried rice.
Cold soup. Read them again.
$1 coconut rice, $2 hummus, $3 hummus. Edamame.
Hummus.
You want hummus?
Yep.
Okay. For $2. Okay, main course. $1 chickpea stew, $2 fish and chips, $3 carbonara, $4 Korean barbecue, $5 tomahawk steak.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips? Dude, you're like leaving money on the table over here. Okay, so you've done $2 for every single one, so you literally can buy whatever you want. Your dessert, your most favorite category. I am surprised you did not your tomahawk.
I was thinking the hummus would be a good pairing with the chip portion of the fish and chips.
I just am surprised you didn't go because you had enough money that you could literally get the top dessert and the top
main. Oh, well, it's all right.
It's okay. So dessert, coconut pudding for $1, $2 apple strudel, $3 baklava, $4 churros, or $5 tres leches cake.
I'm going churro.
Churro, okay. Churro for $4, your most expensive item.
Where'd I end up?
You had $5 left.
Oh.
Yeah.
For a tip.
Yeah.
That's the $5 tip.
That would be a 50% tip.
Okay, well. All right.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever had gazpacho.
I think I've had it once.
I wouldn't order it.
No.
Soup is, my opinion, made to be hot.
See, and I like cold things. That's why I think I tried it. I don't know.
I pulled it up. It's from Spain or Portugal.
Yeah.
Raw blended vegetables.
It's probably like any other soup.
Let's see here. Tomato, cucumber, onion, bell pepper, garlic, olive oil. No. No, this isn't something that I would even consider ordering. No. No, thank you.
Okay. Blind ranking without knowing the next.
Oh, gosh.
I hope everyone is enjoying this and having fun with us.
Same.
Because I'm having fun.
I like it.
Okay. First one. Giant pretzel with beer cheese.
God, that's solid.
Do I need to give you the category?
Sure.
Bar foods. Bar foods.
Okay. Gosh, that's a solid. And there's five?
There's five.
I'm going to go three.
Okay. Is there a reflection back here? Because the last one you got pretty much exactly. Mm-mm. And you're already starting off on the same one here.
Nope.
Number two.
I wouldn't be able to see that far anyway.
I know. Chicken wings.
Oh, one.
Number three, jalapeno. Stuffed jalapeno peppers.
Mm. I'm going two.
Okay. You changed it up from here. Good job.
Okay.
Number four, chicken tenders.
So I've got four and five left.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, gosh, bar food. I'm going to go, I'm going to risk it, and I'm going to go four.
Okay. I think that's a good choice.
And I think I have a feeling what the next one's going to be.
What is the next one going to be?
Some type of bar mixed nuts. Or something?
No, number five was artichoke dip with pita chips.
Well, that's solid, but yeah, number five.
Yeah. I think that's pretty good.
The artichoke dip that we had last night was killer.
With the chips?
With the chips.
Not English chips. Real
kettle chips that were made, I believe, from that establishment.
Yes, they were. 100%.
And you know what I really enjoyed was the fact that the basket of chips was so large.
Oh, yeah. They gave you
that all four of us had a decent amount.
I think we had leftovers in there.
There were.
Yeah.
I think we started picking at them like during our meal or after.
I ate more chips without the dip then because I liked just the chips there.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
No, it was good. Solid.
All right. I don't think we're going to do all these. There's two more that, for money-wise, that I want to do. One of them we have to do. It's going to be the last one.
Okay.
But I wouldn't mind doing one more blind ranking.
Okay.
You want to do
shoot
one of the spending first, then blind ranking, then the last spending one?
Let's go. I like the spending one.
Okay.
And I'm going to ball out this time.
Okay. Well, I'm saving one. I'm saving one. So we're going to do the other one I have.
Okay.
Which is, where did it go? Okay. There it is.
Thank you for putting this together. This is good.
Dude, I kind of like just doing this.
Yeah.
Like, it would be, I think we should do this again with a guest as well.
Okay.
Next time,
I want to put it together.
Okay. And do the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works for me. Okay. Build the ultimate superhero. $15. I think you'll like this.
I'm not a superhero individual.
This is gonna be good. The last one you're gonna like the best. That's why I'm leaving it. Right. And I have B. Lee's answers over here as well.
For this one?
No, for the last one.
Okay.
I didn't ask him this one because he can play along when he listens. Okay. So four categories, $15. First one, superpower number one. For $1, you're bilingual. For $2, mind control. $3, teleportation. $4, super strength. $5, infinite healing.
Infinite healing.
Okay. Let's see. Healing.
Because if you're a superhero and you're protecting against evil, that power of being able to heal anybody.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Superpower number two. $1, weather control. $2, x-ray vision. $3, time manipulation. $4, invisibility. $5, super speed.
The invisible one.
Invisibility for $4?
Yep.
Okay. You're really balling out now. So you have spent $9.
Okay.
You have $6 left. Superpower number three. $1, super hearing. $2, force fields. $3, duplication. So you can duplicate yourself. $4, size manipulation. And $4, sorry, that was for $4. And $5 is shape-shifting.
What was the $2 one?
Force fields.
Yep.
Okay. Force fields. For $2. So you have $4 left.
Okay.
That might actually work out for you. Last one. Your weakness. Your weakness.
Oh, no.
For $1, turn to the dark side. $2, limited power duration. $3, bad temper. $4, low self-esteem. $5, no weakness. Can't do no weakness, unfortunately.
What was three and four?
Three is bad temper, and four is low self-esteem.
I'm going three.
You could do... Oh, yeah. I guess that would work, too.
Yeah.
So bad temper.
Just because I have a bad temper doesn't mean that I still can't stop the world.
True. So you have infinite healing, invisibility, force fields, and a bad temper.
Yep.
That was really loud. I apologize.
It's okay. That was good.
That was I like that one.
I don't care for like the whole and I don't know if this is even accurate, the DC Marvel. Those are two different things, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it was never my cup of tea.
Yeah. All right.
Is this the last one?
Nope. We got two here. We're going to go candy bars instead of drinks. I was going to go drinks. No, I think you'll be okay with this. Unless you want to do drinks.
No.
But these are underrated candies. Rank these underrated candies.
Okay.
Or we can do...
No, let's do that one.
Rank these sodas.
They're both not my cup of tea. Correct. So I'm in.
But this is as whichever much as you it's want. Not, it's, as much as this is not your cup of tea, this is your cup of tea.
All right, shoot.
All right.
1 through 5.
It is 1 through 5.
Okay. Well,
it'd help if I was at the right spot. Okay, 1 through 5. York peppermint patties. These are underrated candies.
Gross.
I don't know if York peppermint candy is underrated, but I would consider it disgusting. But
yeah, those are all bad.
Not all these are all bad.
I'm going to go... I'm going to go 4.
Okay. Hot tamales.
Those are solid. I'm going to go 2.
Okay. Milk duds.
3.
Okay. Charleston chew.
Oh, so good. What do I have left? 1.
1 and 5.
Damn it. Oh, man. I'm going to go 1.
Okay. So then your number 5 is a take 5.
That would have been my number 1.
Yeah.
Take so I said it's so good.
But so is Charleston Chew too.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised how high you ranked hot tamales.
So out of all of those, I would say I like hot tamales the best cuz they're not super sugary. There's more to it.
There's the little heat, which makes sense to you. I mean, I would rank York peppermint patties number 5.
Yeah, the reason I did 4 on that was because I thought you were going to throw Almond Joy, and I hate coconut.
Oh, Almond Joy would be high on my list.
No, thank you.
Yeah, that would be, that would be really high.
No.
I love Almond Joy. God, that's good.
Ugh, gross.
So good. Just the one almond in there, too.
I just can't do the coconut.
So you don't like Mounds either?
I don't even know if I've had a Mound.
It's basically the same as Almond Joy, just without an almond.
Mound. M-O-N-D?
Yeah, Mound.
Mound candy.
Identical. Exactly the same. It's just coconut without the almond.
Oh, gross. No. Oh. Who would do that?
As I'm raising my hand over here?
No.
This guy right here.
No, thank you.
Nope. All right. Last one.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's so good, though.
Is this the one that B. Lee has answers to as well?
Yes, he does. Let's see here. Nope, not that one. Where did it go? Before we get to that, top 10 scariest animals. Do you think you can name 5 of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anaconda.
I'll give it snakes. That's number okay. four. So you got one.
Scorpions.
Wow. Impressive. Number seven.
Okay.
I forget who did this study, but.
So, since I said anaconda and you said snakes as a general, sharks?
Number two.
Was it great white in particular?
No, it just says sharks. Yep.
Polar bear.
Bear is number eight.
Okay.
Bears in general. Wow, you're doing a lot better on this than I thought you were going to do.
Crocodile.
Crocodiles are number five.
Wow.
You didn't get number one, though.
What was number one? And this is...
So, I'm going to go back from 10 into 1. How okay. about that? So, number 10 is the worm. Don't know why that's scary.
What?
Yeah, that's what it says. I forget who did the study on this.
Okay.
Number 9, tigers.
Okay.
8, bears.
Mm-hmm.
7, scorpion. 6, lion. 5, crocodiles. 4, snakes. 3 spiders, 2 sharks, 1 humans.
I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of crocodiles, this is such a random thing. I used to know the answer to this. Difference between a crocodile and an alligator.
Oh, yeah. Isn't one freshwater, one saltwater, I think? I think that's what
it is. Alligators prefer freshwater. Crocodiles prefer saltwater.
Boom.
Yeah.
Mic drop.
Yep, that's good.
Hold on.
It's good. Creepy.
I didn't know which one I hit. I just hit one of the random buttons. It keeps going.
Do you have to shut it off?
No, it'll shut off eventually. Oh.
That's a creepy voice.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
$15 to create the perfect bar.
Ooh.
Four categories. Same thing.
Is it just alcohol?
No.
Oh, perfect. Okay. That's okay. What I was hoping for.
So, category number one.
Chicken wings.
Type of bar. What type of bar do you want? $1?
We're doing the money thing.
Yeah, money. Go. $15. Which I have to keep track of yours because I have Beely's on here as well. $1, college bar. $2, hotel bar. $3, dive bar. $4, sports bar.
$3.
$5, cocktail lounge. I got to save for everyone else so they can
dive play bar. With it.
I already knew you were going to do that.
Yep.
Which probably helps set you up, to be honest with you. All right. $3. Drink selection. $1, no alcohol. $2, only wine is served. $3, custom margarita flights. $4, 100 types of beers. $5, best cocktails in America.
Five.
That's what I thought. Cocktails. $5. Okay. Food selection. $1, no food. $2, dirty water hot dog cart. $3, free popcorn and peanuts. $4, free personal pizza with drink. $5, Gordon Ramsay is your chef.
Dirty hot dog water.
Really?
Yeah, some of the best hot dogs I've ever had were from a hot dog vendor outside on the street.
This is your best bar that you're creating.
Yep.
I mean, you're going to make the money off the drinks anyways.
Correct. And everybody loves a dirty hot dog.
Okay, so you can still get anything on the last selection. Special thing, $1, smoking inside, $2, bartenders always drunk, $3, karaoke every week, $4, live music, $5 pool tables and mechanical bowl.
Live music.
Live music, okay. That's not bad. That's a
good bar.
Yeah. And $1 to spare. See, you could have used the one. I don't know. I would have. I agree with your cocktail selection. Mm-hmm. See, for me, when I did this, I picked one college bar.
Okay.
Because I just think of the college bar that I went to and absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
Then I would have done best cocktails in America.
Yep.
Then I would have done Gordon Ramsay is my chef.
Okay.
And then live music.
That's solid.
Yeah.
That's solid.
I had a great time in college bars. So
yeah.
So I did ask B. Lee this one. And he picked a sports bar for $4. Okay. He did 100 beer selections for $4. He did the free personal pizza. And then he only had $3 left, so he had to do karaoke every week, which isn't bad.
Those are solid choices.
That's a solid one as well.
It is. The only issue I see with the beers, there's not a big margin.
Correct. So it's funny because where I got this from, where I got these selection for, the guys that did these questions were asking John Taffer.
Who's that?
He's the bar rescue guy on the TV show. So he goes in. So he knows the restaurant industry like the back of his hands.
Yeah.
So he picked Dive Bar as his first one. I'm going off memory here too, so I might not remember all of it. But he picked a dive bar because he's like, dude, everyone loves the dive bar.
Mm-hmm.
He did best cocktails in America. He goes, because the margins that I'm going to make, he goes, beers, and I'm trying to remember the exact numbers, and I'm a little off, but I think it was 24% margin for taps.
Yep.
And bottles is 28%. Oh, sorry. That 24% is getting the drink. So it's the cost is 24%, 28 for glass or for bottles and cans because it's more expensive. Cocktails is 14. So he goes, you're going to make way more money. Then it went food. And they said, Gordon Ramsay is a chef. He goes, well, I don't want yelling in my kitchen. So he goes, I'm going to go free personal pizza with drink.
Yeah.
And he goes, the reason why I'm going to do it is I'm going to have like the most unique pizzas ever. Like just, and went off like on all these different kind of pizzas. And then the last one, I think, what was it? He had 3, 5, that was 8. So he had $3 left. So he went with karaoke every week as his $3 for his 15.
Got it.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's those are solid choices.
Yeah.
But yeah, the alcohol industry, the margins on beer and wine is just so low.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you're going to actually make.
See?
But the free pizza thing, that's legit.
Well, free pizza with drink, if you have the best drinks there, you can make some bougie personal pizzas too. Yeah,
you could.
And that's what he was talking about. He goes, if I'm going to have these amazing drinks, I'm going to charge, you know, $15 a drink.
Yeah.
And the pizza, I'm going to just pair with it like, you know, super unique personal pizzas.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, every time you get a drink, you're not really going to get a pizza anyways. No. So.
God, that's great.
I just wanted good food at both. But I have a college bar.
This is true.
So I have to be cheap too.
It's true.
But not all the time. Yeah. And I picked college bar for one reason. Well, two reasons. You have your college nights no matter what, right? Yep. But a lot of college bars cater to people that went to college there and want to be nostalgic, right?
Yeah.
Go back.
Yep.
But college bars always have TVs around.
Yeah.
So, because there's sporting events, there's tailgating. So, if the team's playing at home, you have all those people. You have alumni come by. You have all that. And if you have a good drink and good food, you have the TV up on the game. It's not a sports bar. It's still a college bar. But you still have the college game up. It's a win-win.
Wow.
For $1?
Good thought.
Cheap. That's good. That was my thought. Cheap. And then live music. I mean, you have a tailgate going on with live music. Yeah. It's a win.
No, live music's a solid choice. And I've told you about my father-in-law and I, our thought on opening a dive bar and having the live music and whatnot.
Yep.
Which kind of segues into what you and I did last night, going out to dinner and having drinks and stuff. The band last night was really good. I don't know anything about them.
Yeah.
But
at the first place or the second place?
The first place.
Yeah.
And the second place was good too.
The guy was a good singer.
Yeah, he was a good singer. Yeah, having live music, I think, is key.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, did a little fun games and, you know, something different. I was just like, this just sounds like fun just to do it.
Well, I want to put together the next list.
Okay.
So I'll do that for next week.
I actually have quite a few more I have on here, which we can save for later. You can do it. Well, I guess I would know the answer. So
yeah, I'll do my own.
I mean, I have Soda One on here. I have who's better, America or Europe in certain categories.
Oh,
I have the top 10 smartest U.S. states. And then we did the animals, the scariest animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's some fun,
this
fun
is things good. On here. Thank you. Yeah. No, it gives me some ideas. I've already got a few that I'll have to research that I want to do.
Yeah. Wide variety right here. So I'm down.
Awesome.
Okie dokie. Well,
thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being a guest.
Yes, I appreciate it. My gift is greatly appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thank you to B. Lee.
Yeah.
For contributing to this episode.
Absolutely. It's. I think he likes to do it when he can.
I'll have to get his input this week as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Do a fun and games part two.
Yes. Yeah. That's what it is. That's what it'll be.
Yeah.
Fun and games part two.
Sounds good to me. Well, thank you for listening to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast.
Yep.
Remember to like, follow, and subscribe on all our social media. And a very special thank you to all our Patreon members. Without you guys, we couldn't do this.
We could not.
We appreciate you. You have a great day, sir.
You have a great day. Outro.